Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And we go to London. Matthew Burchall is with Global Sports Sector in London. And Matthew, I know you're leading a team of engineers working on sports stadiums and how we can get people back in to watch some sports if we ever get the players back on the field. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for having me on the call this morning.
First, explain what you do and this company you're with, Global Sports Sector. What is that exactly?
Sure, Dave. My role is I lead the sports and entertainment sector for a company, Borough Happold. Borough Happold's an international firm, got offices all over the world, including the US, and I'm very pleased to say in Chicago as well, where we're very active. And what I do is I lead our work in looking at stadia and arenas, both designing them and providing consultancy services to help them, give great experiences for fans and maximize revenue for the owners.
So, for example, when we're talking about Cubs Park and Sox Park and the United Center and Soldier Field, are you working on ways to safely get fans back in those stadiums?
Yes, and this is one of the benefits of being a global company, because we provide advice to a whole load of sports all over the world, in Germany, the Far East, in the United Kingdom in particular as well, and the consultants of the Premier League, and we've worked in the Bundesliga too. So, just like the NBA and Major League Baseball and the NFL is wrestling with how it's going to eventually get fans back into the venues, this is something people are looking at all over the world at the moment.
So what is the biggest hurdle? What's the biggest problem you're dealing with? The social distancing, I imagine?
Yes, it is. I mean, fundamentally, you have to be safe if you reopen venues to fans. And you also have to be seen to be safe. So it's both practical and the perception. You don't have to be doing anything that sends out a wrong message. Now, in predominantly outdoor venues like you're going to get for baseball and for football, social distancing and how people comply with that is the biggest challenge. Because you can follow like almost a process engineering approach of how people can queue, their routes and everything. But you've got to overlay on top of that the humanistic factor. How people will comply with regulations, how they'll do what they want, and inform those. And bringing people on that journey and building up the credibility that you've analyzed things and it is safe and that they will still have a great experience is exactly what we look at.
And how successful have you been? I mean, it's a big problem, and as you say, people have to comply with whatever rules you set out. But structurally, does there need to be something put into these stadiums to ensure things like social distancing?
I think the best approach to do this is to take fans on along a journey. You have to build up. What we've been recommending is very small capacity openings, almost looking at a stadium like a hospitality venue with maybe 50, 100 people in, and gradually building into the thousands. So you learn what is required in terms of much better signage, perhaps much better technology so that fans can order things, they can know where the bathrooms are, where to get any concessions, and their one-way routing. If you can manage that and that flow of the people and you can gauge how people are operating, you can move through the various stages over a period of weeks and months. And that's the main thing that we do. You start with some analysis of an individual problem. You then see what measures you might need to do, such as traffic lights on concourses or other ways, such as having your mobile phone being able to trigger when you're getting close to others. All of those things build up it so that you can gradually gain the capacity.
Matthew, good morning. Do you see us getting to a point where in some of these venues that seats are removed, the structure is changed physically so that it would help accommodate the social distancing from a physical standpoint, actually take seats out?
Yes, that is indeed possible, and that's one of the options that we've been looking at. If you were able to have people from the same household been able to sit together there, then you'd actually be able to get clusters of people, and then all you're doing is separating between those. So that suggests perhaps in a seating bowl you might be able to introduce screens, you might be able to take some scenes out, and you might be able to adopt some of the measures that airlines have been speculating on using there. Because ultimately the distancing measures are a fairly crude method of protecting people. You're more trying to screen them, you're more trying to improve the quality there, and to make sure that people aren't too close to others for a protracted period of time.
And is what you're working on going to change dramatically once there's a vaccine?
After there's a vaccine, and that is widely distributed, and then we get into a post-COVID environment, those kind of changes to stadia, only some of those, I think, will continue into the permanent design. I think, for the one hand, venues always needed to improve the sanitization, the health of the visitors in terms of the air quality and the surfaces that they touch. You can't set too high a benchmark in that, and I think that will be a permanent change. I also think the use of technology in terms of helping fans improve their experience, like get around stadia, be able to order concessions and so on, the improvements that will need to be done there, I think that they'll be permanent. And finally, I think that a whole load of stadia owners and operators are realizing that they need to diversify the use of their venues if they're to generate income in times when they might not be host events. I think all of those changes will be there post-pandemic, and I think what's just happened is it's just accelerated a lot of those changes.
Are you advising stadiums about concession stands and vendors and things like that?
Absolutely, yes. The hospitality is massively important in terms of generating revenue. The majority of revenue in a stadium comes from a minority of the fans. And so how you can safely do that in terms of contactless payment or even contactless picking up of concessions and food is absolutely fundamental to that. So just like the other aspects of hospitality industry, takeaway, food, delivery, and even some aspects of bars and restaurants are looking at how they might be able to operate, you can translate that in its entirety into stadia. Again, so that people can have the experience that they crave, but in a far safer environment, given that the pandemic is still raging.
Most of our local teams have gone to mobile ticketing. Have we seen the demise of the paper ticket now?
I think almost certainly. If it happened in a lot of other leagues around the world, a lot of the Premier League clubs and the Bundesliga into the National Rugby League in Australia, for instance, had largely moved away from having paper tickets. The ability to have paperless ticketing helps in a whole load of ways. Firstly, it's contactless, which means you don't need to hand over pieces of paper, and it's healthier. But secondly, it also allows a greater degree of fan engagement, you know, in terms of using that connection that people might have to inform them of what's going on, advise them as to where they might need to go to collect things, but also get some feedback. So it's one of those examples, again, of technology being pushed along quicker because of our need to adapt to the pandemic.
Matthew Birchall, and he's in London leading Burrell Happold's global sports and entertainment business. Well, hopefully we'll get back in the stadium soon, and we'll see some action on the field, Matthew. And
absolutely.
Appreciate your time here this morning. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, guys, and stay safe. Thank you.
You too.